Good morning. It's a Saturday morning. The sun is up beautifully here in South Bend, Indiana. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been working this month through a devotional journal that I wrote some years ago, but called Living Free. Subtitled Reigning with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. Today's topic, as I spent some time with God earlier this morning, is living free to lend justly. Been talking the last, off and on for the last week about the freedom we have to be generous, to give, to receive, to honor God with the possessions that He's allowed us to use. And part of the instructions from God's Word is about how we deal with this borrowing and lending practice. We live in a time when predatory lenders are a thing. People taking advantage of those who need to borrow money or really anything else, but places that know that people are in a bind. And so, because they, in a sense, have the upper hand, or at least feel they do, they take advantage of people. And as God talks about our need to lend freely in a just manner, He actually addresses both the borrower and the lender. And while stories of predatory lenders are common, there are also those who fraudulently borrow things with no intention of returning it or paying back or making things right in the end. And God condemns that just as much as He condemns the unfair lending practices of those that would cheat people out of their hard-earned money. But what does that have to do with you and I who live life in a day-to-day routine? That pay our bills on time, that treat people as fairly as we can or as we know how. I believe having this freedom, being free to lend justly, hinges more on the nature of God's justice than it does on the need to lend or to borrow. It's another set of instructions from God on how it looks to practice justice in all of our dealings. In the Old Testament days of the Israelites, there was the year of Jubilee. And scattered throughout this, every 7 years, there was a cancellation of debt. There was a return of property to its rightful owners, those whose families it had been given to when the land was divided up as Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan. And after seven of these seven-year restoration periods, there would be this golden jubilee, so to speak, this 50th year of celebration. But as we read the instructions from God, it seems that some had kind of figured out how to use that cancellation of debt to their advantage. And they would fraudulently borrow, knowing that their debt would be canceled sooner rather than later. And God instructs those that lend to not charge exorbitant interest, to treat people fairly, to have compassion. And He also calls for those who borrow to treat people fairly, to have compassion, to live a life of understanding with one another. And I believe being able to live free, to lend justly, is really integrally tied up in the midst of the recognition that the stuff we have belongs to God anyway. And to use wisdom in how tightly or loosely we hold on to the things that God has entrusted us with. To realize that it doesn't belong to us. But to also realize we're required to be good stewards of it. And I believe it requires an incredible amount of prayer and time with God, listening. Listening for wisdom in how to share and how to lend. You see, the Bible talks about both practices. There are times we're called to simply give out of the abundance that God has given us. Then there's other times that He's called us to lend, to allow the use of something, but still retain some sense of ownership. And God says, no matter what, treat people fairly. As we live through this time of COVID-19 and sometimes a scarcity, how willing are we to lend with justice? To borrow with justice. Early in the process, as many of you remember, I'm sure, it's hard to forget the great toilet paper shortages. And the conversations on social media asking, does anybody have a roll or two that I could have, that I could borrow, or that I could use? And some people did lend freely, I hope with justice, and didn't demand, you know, two rolls back for every roll they lent. But others weren't so willing. You see, fear has a way of keeping us from lending freely and from lending with justice. If I loan out what I have, what happens if I don't get it back? In the case of the toilet paper, what happens if there is no more at the store when I need it? And quite subtly, we begin to trust our stuff or not trust our stuff. We begin to trust or not trust the stores. And as we begin to place our trust, our hope, our desires on the things, we begin to remove our trust from God. And the heart of this teaching to lend justly is a call by God to treat one another as we would want to be treated. The old golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. To recognize, I don't know anyone that wants to be cheated, wants to be taken advantage of. Why would we do that to someone else then? As we pray today, I would encourage you to think about how freely you lend. And how fairly you lend. You see, God calls us to help one another. And there are things that we can do that shows the justice, the fairness of God in our dealings with one another. There are things that I have that, because of the nature of what they are and the skill or ability required to use them, that I wouldn't just loan out to anyone. But if they need it, I would go and use it to help them. And as we find that balance of wisdom and wise stewardship and keeping the resources God has allowed us to have working and usable, and still helping our brothers and sisters. You see, God wants us to represent Jesus, not as foolish servants, but as wise stewards. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you have given to us so freely, and you have asked us in our dealings with others, whether we're lending or borrowing, that we would do so with right and pure motives, that we would not take advantage of one another from either end of the transaction. Father, that we would be honest. Honest about our needs, honest about our possessions. Honest about how we treat other people. Father, as we go through life, there are times we find ourselves in need of borrowing, whether it's money or items that someone has. Father, when we do so, may we retreat that which is borrowed with the utmost care. May we treat the relationship of the person that we're borrowing from as being more important than what is being borrowed. And Father, as we go through life and there's times when we have something, again, whether it's money or a possession that someone else wants to use, may we seek wisdom from you and how to go about that transaction in a way that is fair and right. May we not take advantage of one another, but rather lift up and encourage and help one another to live justly. Your word says to walk humbly, to love mercy. And so God, as we live through this time of COVID-19, when it seems that just when you think things are going to open up and have more freedoms, that there's a whole different set of restrictions that come out. And when one resource is supplied amply, it seems like there's another that becomes scarce. Help us to not be hoarders that would really disrupt this concept of borrowing and lending with justice. Help us to accurately consider our needs and the needs of others. And put our trust in you to not only provide, but to take care of us through the help of the brothers and sisters of the family that you've placed us in. God, as we live life, I pray that our children would see the fairness of how we live. That in any of our borrowing and lending, that they would see an example of integrity and honesty. They would not hear whispered conversations of how to cheat someone out of whatever. Of how to take advantage of a system that's not perfect. Father, may we be more serious in our mind about the obligations that we commit ourselves to. May we teach our children the burden of debt and how quickly it can become a slave driver, a taskmaster that controls what we do. May we provide proper guidance, teaching and direction on how not to be taken advantage of and on how not to take advantage of others. May our children grow up better prepared to lend freely with justice. Better prepared to have honest interactions. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. That we are learning lessons through this that helps us to represent Jesus more clearly. That helps us to be better moms and dads and brothers and sisters, to be better employers and employees. Father, may the lessons we learn continue to mold us more and more into the likeness of Christ. May we live in such a way as as we live free to lend justly, may it represent Jesus in such a way that he is lifted up. Father, as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.